At some point, about a half hour into practice, there was a sophomore basketball player who collapsed on the court. The coach came running into our clinic, kind of grabbing his chest, saying that the student athlete was unconscious on the floor.
That's Jonathan Gedalia, a teacher at Valencia High School's Medical Science Academy. We sat down with Jonathan to hear the story of how his students saved the life of their classmate who suffered sudden cardiac arrest. However, before diving into that story, we're first going to take a step back and look at the unique way that Valencia High prepares its students to take action, and in this case, save a life. Here's Jonathan.
I teach the emergency medicine pathway in the Medical Science Academy at Valencia High School. I'm finishing up my third year teaching there. I've been in EMS as an EMT for 9+ years now. Been working on the ambulance. I actually still do that part-time. I also am a certified athletic trainer for the past 3 years. I do all of our academy's certification training, CPR, first aid. We also do a couple others as well.
The Medical Science Academy offers different tracks for students, such as sports medicine or emergency medicine, based on their interests.
So our Medical Science Academy, it's a 4-year academic career technical education program. Students actually need to apply to be in our program. They start as freshmen. In freshman and sophomore year, they take just kind of general medical classes. So freshman year, they take a patient care class. And then sophomore year, they take a body systems and disorders class. From there, they can choose two separate pathways going into junior year. So they can choose to kind of specialize, so to speak, in sports medicine, or they can specialize in emergency medicine and EMT with myself.
As part of their education, every student is trained in hands-only CPR and eventually certified in basic life support.
In the academy, every student gets certified. We start freshman year just with hands-only CPR, so they don't get an actual certificate, but they get a good introduction to CPR. They learn how to do chest compressions, learn how to use AEDs, look for the signs and symptoms of cardiac arrest. Sophomore year is when we actually start the certification process. So we'll certify them in not just like lay rescuer CPR, but actually healthcare level CPR, basic life support. They get that full training their sophomore year. And then we recertify them again senior year. And we really kind of did that because that way our seniors have at least 1 year post-high school of certification, whether they're looking for a job or just to be certified.
Valencia High School is big, home to over 3,000 students, and the popular Medical Science Academy has over 200 enrollees. That's hundreds of people learning life-saving skills like CPR and how to use an AED every year. Some of these students put their training to the test, even before they graduate.
So it was September of 2013, actually. Boys basketball team was practicing in the gymnasium, which is just kind of right across the hallway from our athletic training clinic. At some point, about a half hour into practice, there was a sophomore basketball player who collapsed on the court. The coach came running into our clinic, kind of grabbing his chest, saying that the student athlete was unconscious on the floor.
In the athletic training clinic, there were three Medical Science Academy students who immediately jumped into action when they heard what was happening.
We had three students without hesitation immediately grabbed our AED, our emergency bag, went over to the gym. They assessed him. They said, hey, there's no pulse. And all three of them began the measures for CPR. So one started chest compressions, one was getting the AED ready, and the third was starting on rescue breathing.
The student responders then used the AED to provide a life-saving shock to their collapsed classmate. By providing treatment within minutes, they were able to save his life.
It was probably like a minute by the time our students got there. And then when I pulled the AED data, it was like 45 seconds by the time a shock was initiated. They shocked the patient one time, and it was a great outcome. The student athlete was semi-conscious by the time EMS arrived, and EMS didn't actually believe that he was in cardiac arrest. And we had to tell him, no, that the AED shocked him.
Preparation, not luck, is what saves victims of sudden cardiac arrest. Thinking about this emergency, there are several questions that come to mind. What went right? What can we learn from this story of survival? how was Valencia High prepared to save this student's life? Jonathan shares his thoughts on these questions.
First, we had to have the AED and it had to be accessible to use. Second is that we had to have, you know, not only students, but adults as well that know how to act, know how to use the AED, know how to go through the steps of CPR. And CPR is one of those things that we'll review at least once a semester. You know, even though certifications last 2 years, we'll review it at least once a semester, if not more. And we're fortunate because we do have a large number of students on our campus. So they're kind of spread out and they know, you know, what to do, how to act. And then the third is having a good emergency action plan so that, you know, coaching staff, you know, or administration or teachers know what to do. You know, hey, if this happens, these are the people we need to call right away. So there's no delay.
Valencia High School also has a culture of preparedness that empowers students and staff to take action. And in this case, save lives.
I have to give credit to that, to my colleague, Joe Montaloni, who's the director of our Medical Science Academy. Because he really stresses preparedness. So, you know, we're constantly training not only CPR, but other scenarios. So it's just this culture of, hey, we have to be prepared for anything that might happen.
While Valencia High is unique with its Medical Science Academy, Jonathan describes three key steps for saving a life that all schools can learn from. First, have AEDs on campus that are easily accessible in the event of an emergency. Second, have personnel on campus trained in CPR and the use of an AED. And finally, third, develop an emergency action plan so that people can respond immediately in the event that someone suffers sudden cardiac arrest on campus.